It's here and now. Cutting car emissions is at the center of the Biden administration's climate plan, but the New York Times reports the EPA may slow down its regulations meant to push the sales of electric vehicles and replace gas cars on the road. Alan Baum is an industry analyst. His market research and analysis firm is Baum & Associates. Alan, you know, we hear from automakers, dealers, and unions that the government's rules to push EVs and cut emissions, they're too much, they're too fast. You're in Michigan. What do you hear them saying?
Well, the issue is financial in the sense that it would enable the auto industry to move a little bit slower, particularly in the near term. They're looking at the added costs of the UAW contract. They're also looking at the billions of dollars necessary to invest in electric vehicles. And they're simply hoping that they don't have to do it at the pace that has been previously suggested.
Now, one other thing we've been reading, but I want to ask you about this, is this suggestion that the market is not moving toward electric vehicles as fast as the industry wanted it to, that sales are kind of slumping. The Ford F-150 electric pickup, those sales are nowhere near Ford's targets. But you say the reality of the market has been poorly reported. What do you mean?
I mean, you know, it's an issue of supply and demand. Is demand at the level that the automakers said it was going to be 2 years ago when they rolled out some of these products and some of their expectations? No. Were those expectations unreasonably high? Yes. In part because the supply is down, and with the supply down, the costs are up and the prices are up. I mean, a great example, you mentioned the Lightning. When the Lightning was first introduced, Ford got a lot of play because they said that there would be a $40,000 price tag associated with that vehicle. And of course, pickups are expensive anyway in ICE form.
Oh, the internal combustion, the standard gas version of it. Yeah.
That's right, which actually is far more than an average of $40,000. And here's the deal. You can get your Lightning, but the bottom price now, the entry-level price, is not $40,000. It's $55,000. And as you would imagine, fewer people are jumping on that opportunity when the price is $15,000 higher than those previous expectations.
And so then what about the consumer side? I mean, you're saying, right, the prices are higher than consumers thought. There is this narrative out there, consumers, you know, they see not enough charging stations, and the claim is, you know, the early adopters in Silicon Valley and the coast have already bought their electric vehicles, and the middle class just is not there yet. Does that make sense or no?
Well, there's obviously some of that, and, you know, like most things, lots of things are true. What we need is a broad range of products in a broad range of segments so that consumers don't have to make limitations on their utility, and we need attractive pricing with infrastructure that's there. Now, of course, one thing that consumers have been told is this shortage of infrastructure. And is the infrastructure where it needs to be? No. Is it getting better? Yes. But if you're a typical driver who doesn't drive an electric vehicle, you don't know where the charging stations are. When you buy your electric vehicle, it's there on your screen. And oh, by the way, most charging is done at home. And you say, well, wait a minute, not everybody has access to home charging. But we don't have to have 100% of the drivers have electric vehicles. We're at 10% now, and we're moving upward.
So you're painting a picture that sounds a little bit more optimistic than much of the conversation has been. Yeah, I mean, do you think it's been unfairly framed as the future is not so great?
Well, you know, the headline has been the growth rate is slowing, and in some cases, incorrectly reporting that volumes are actually declining. In fact, 2023, as I said, towards the end of the year, 10% of vehicles, if you count both battery electrics and plug-ins, are in that category. That's a huge increase from where it's been 2 and 3 years earlier. And it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. If those prices stay high, obviously the growth rate will slow. And it's also from the automaker's perspective, they need scale. And so part of the reason they're charging these high prices is they don't have the scale to reduce their own costs, which of course would then follow through in reducing the pricing. The automakers have some capability here. They have had their own technical problems to produce these vehicles at scale. Mm-hmm. That needs to get fixed. And then the automakers need to, as their costs decline and their scale increases, pass that on to consumers in the form of reduced prices.
Industry analyst Alan Baum in Michigan. He's founder of the market research and analysis group, Baum and Associates. Alan, thanks as always.
Thanks so much, Scott.